Proclamation number 0634 of October 22nd, 1938. Judgment Day. The lot of the good and the bad in the afterlife. At the gate of paradise you will stand at the last day and seek entrance, and the living and the dead will be judged. Those who are full of life and faith will be admitted into the kingdom of eternal glory, but woe to those who are dead, who lack faith and who have thus made themselves unworthy of the heavenly paradise and depravity. These will find no welcome, but will be cast down into the deepest darkness. The Lord gave them enough advice on earth so that they would find their way back to Him. Yet His words went unheard and they added to their own unbelief by trying to destroy all faith in others and rejoicing in their accomplished goal. Oh, woe to them! To push one's own soul into the abyss is unspeakably sad and reprehensible, but to be complicit in the damnation of fellow human beings or their souls is irresponsible and will be punished by the Divine Avenger with His wrath here on earth and in the hereafter. Glory will be enjoyed by those who have found God, who have faithfully served Him and united with the Divine Father Spirit. Bright light will shine for them in the hereafter, and everlasting joys will await them, for the Father's love is immeasurable and prepares all the delights of heaven for them. And so all will receive their just reward in eternity, the righteous will live in the Lord, and all those who act contrary to His commandments and refuse to recognize Him as their Creator and Father will be cast out from the presence of the Lord. And this distance from the Father will be their greatest torment, for all light will be taken from them and their portion will be deepest darkness. The measure of their inadequacy will oppress them and create a painful state of remorse, and they will rebel against the inexorable power that holds them in bondage. But it is now the task of those good spirits from God to begin their work of redemption on them and, through their tireless love, to bring these souls up to the light. Such a beginning is unspeakably protracted and resistance of all kinds opposes the loving spiritual beings. Those who recognize and repent are not irretrievably lost and, even if they suffer agonizingly, slowly reach the heights. However, hatred and vice often block the path that could lead from eternal darkness to the light with all their will. There, the state is then immediately the greatest misery. For an indescribably long time, such souls have to pass through the fire of their passions until the mercy repeatedly bestowed upon them is accepted. But eternities can pass over it. And in the same eternities the fire of divine love shines for the children of God. They are united with the eternal deity, the primordial beginning of all existence. Amen.